Shalom and welcome back. Second hour of a Mordechai Hirschman special. I trust you enjoyed the first hour and you're going to enjoy what's coming next. Mordechai Hirschman, very, very special. Very special. Let's continue. The first selection will be a Kaivyor. A Okay, that was an abrupt ending. Okay, we're listening to the great Mordechai Hirschman, born in 1886, died in 1940, 54 years old, much too young. Have you noticed that a lot of the great cantors of the golden era, and even of today, didn't make it much past the age of 60? Oh, well. Different times, certainly different times. We'll next hear Halabein Chatoenu, Mordechai Hirschman. Have you noticed that almost every recording is 4 minutes to maybe 4 minutes and 30 seconds. That was the limit of a side on the old 78s. Okay, it advanced over the years as they came up with a narrower groove and a more sophisticated needle to play these recordings. But you didn't have any long recitatives in the golden era. Often do two sides for one selection if it was rather lengthy, but that was rare. That was an exception. Okay, we're going to hear now the Marriage Ceremony by Mordechai Hirschman. This is a lengthier recording.
Metanayachi, yon, and I can no matter how I share for so soul
ceremony. Let's hear the bracha from Hallel. Certainly on our minds.
No.
Is from Hallel. Let's hear Shema Kolenu.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, Anenu coming right up. Anenu, okay, and next is Al Tashlichenu, number 7, okay.
Thank you.
Rachel Mavarkar coming right up.
Yeah.
few more for this particular hour. This will be Boruch Hashem Bayom. Selections coming right up. We've been listening to the great Mordechai Hirschman. Our next selection will be Habet.
Abeit, abeit mich um meinem Reich. Abeit mich um meinem Reich. Abeit mich um meinem Reich. Abeit mich um meinem Reich, ki jo jeno la, la du kjeres bagoim. Ki jo jeno la, la du kjeres bagoim. Ki jo jeno la, la du kjeres
Thank you.
Time for, I think, one more selection, Ein Kamocha.
Yeah.
Hey, we've been listening to the great Mordechai Hirschman. Just looking at the record dating chart, and I see that Rechom Avakor and Avraham Rachamim, Tikkun HaShabbos, they were recorded in 1921. He was born in 1886, 1420. He was 35 years old when he started recording here in this country. And apparently, after 1930, he did not do any recordings. I know he was ill in his later years. He died in 1940. And those of you who have seen my presentation on Yossele Rosenblatt, you know when I go through the history of sound recordings, you may remember that up until 1925, the recordings were done acoustically. By the performer standing in front of a huge horn, and the vibrations went down to a stylus, which then went into a mold. But it was called acoustical recording. In 1925, they came up with electronics with the speaker and so forth. So it was a dramatic change. I don't know if you can notice much of a change in the various recordings. Well, for the next hour is going to be 1 hour of Yiddish selections. He has some great songs. I'm sure those of you who are Yiddishists will enjoy. I'll have some translations for you. So don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. And you never know, you might have some friends who love Hirschman, and you'll bring some happiness to them. Again, I appreciate your letting people know about the program. Word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising, so help others partake with the enjoyment of this wonderful music also. So shalom, and stay tuned for the next hour of Hirschman with Yiddish selections.